The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And the freshman puts it up off the front of the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, still fighting, and finally ends up in the hands of Ellie Snell. She'll give it off to Smith. Baseline jumper from six is good. So a three-point trip down the floor there. Smith gets them all forgiven.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Wood River as the Eagles welcome in the Gibbon Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Wood River with a chance to tie or take the lead with a three. Good bounce pass inside. Bossert, left-hand layup, good. Assist Rojas with the no-look. And just like that, we're tied. Then they lose it off the foot. Rojas goes in and scores!
With the Lou Platt Tournament tipping off on Monday, Gibbon and Wood River are looking for one more conference victory tonight. It's the Buffaloes and Eagles coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Wood River with Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to Wood River as Gibbons in town to take on the Eagles and what is always an interesting matchup here in the Lou Platt Conference. Earlier today, Wood River's girls had to come from behind for a 44-34 win over Gibbon. And again, on the boys' side, Wood River would be a decided favorite in this game. They are 14-3 on the year and really seen as one of the better teams in the Lou Platt Conference this year. They will be the number two seed in the conference tournament coming up next week. For Gibbon, they are 5-10 on the year. They have lost five straight games, but they do have a couple of eye-opening wins. They had a nice win against Donovan Trumbull earlier in the year, and also a win against Ravenna here at their place in, at Gibbon earlier in the year as well. So been kind of an up-and-down year here for Gibbon, a very young team, also very young in terms of their coaching staff as well, one of the unusual coaching situations around. Co-head coaches, and neither one of the two head coaches actually has a teaching certificate just yet. Jackson Kenton and Steve Yonke still going to school, learning to be coaches. Neither one of them have the job yet. In fact, neither one of them have a student taught yet, but they are co-head coaches. And in talking to them before the game, both of them say they just kind of bounce ideas off of each other. It is not one of those situations where one does the offense, the other one does the defense, as they both kind of see things as pretty well an equal partnership. And they will be facing one of the better coaches around here, Dave Baugh, who has really been looking forward to this year with his son Nate as a junior, and with some of the players that they have, really excited about the lineup they have. They will start three seniors, and so they're a very senior-dominated ball club. And, again, having a great year, only three losses on the season. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams. In and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Well, let's give you our starting lineups that we have in this game. Gibbon comes in, as we mentioned, 5-10 on the year. They'll start Corbin Hines, who's 5'9 and a junior. Devin Strome, just a sophomore, he's 6'1". Braden Snell, 5'10 and a junior. Gareth Stroh, the 6'1 senior, will start with Brian Zimmer, 6 foot tall and a senior. And for Wood River, they'll go with Nate Baugh, the coach's son, is 6'1 and a junior. They'll start with Jaime Rojas, a 6 foot tall senior. Tanner Gideon, a junior, he's also 6 foot tall. Matt Renault is a senior at 6'3". Dan Mossart, also a senior at 6'1", for head coach Dave Baugh. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the tip between the Buffaloes and the Eagles here from Wood River. When we come back right after this.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We're on the road here in Wood River as the Eagles playing host to the Buffaloes. And jumping here is going to be Devin Stroh against Renault. And Renault comes up with it here for Wood River. So they've got first possession. They're going to work the ball down low. And a turnaround jumper right away here from Matt Renault. And Renault fights for the rebound. Can't quite get it back. And they'll kick it off on the left side. Three-pointer is no good over there for Rojas. And the going to be a blocking foul on the rebound called here against Wood River. And that'll go against Tanner Gideon. That'll be his first foul of the ball game. The Eagles will pressure a lot here as Braden Snell faces a little bit of pressure, gives it off for Hines. Hines hasn't got across the timeline yet. He has to stop short of it, gives it to Snell. Snell dribbles around. Ball was knocked loose there by Rojas. That'll be a turnover. Eagles on the run. Pass up ahead. Gideon will lay it up and in after the Gibbon turnover. So that's what Wood River likes to do. They like to play a very torrid pace here, and they'll press the ball a whole lot. Rarely will they take it off. Well, they'll take it off, but they won't do it very often. Garrett Stroh dribbles on that far sideline, throws it on the baseline here for Devin Stroh. Nice bounce pass down low, and Brian Zimmer hits on the body as he puts up the shot. The ball fake got the defender in the air, and then when he was in the air, Zimmer leaned into him and collected the foul here on Dan Bossart, his first of the game. And two free throws coming up here for the Buffaloes. It's Zimmer at the line, shooting two, and the first one's up and good. So Gibbons on the board. Zimmer's free throw rolls around, hangs on the rim, and will not fall. And it's rebounded out of there by the Eagles. Snagging the bound there was Bossart. So Bossart gets the rebound, brings it in the offensive end. Quick jumper on that left side. Good for Gideon. So pressure put on the ball. Garrett Stroh just playing catch here with Snell. And Snow brings it across, gives it to Haynes. Haynes with a little quick little runner, no good. And Bossart with yet another rebound. So Rojas kicks in the offensive end, gives the left side for Gideon. Gideon's going to fire the three, no good. And rebound taken out here by Stroh. Stroh kicks it up ahead, and a tough contest to lay up in transition there for Braden Snell. Snell gets the bucket, gives it up ahead here for Rojas. We're going to work it around the perimeter. Renault had it off of a screen. They'll give it off for Baugh, and Baugh will fire a three-pointer, no good. Long rebound here, Stroh on the run. Stroh with a left-hand layup, it's up and good. So Garrett Stroh gets the rebound, dribbles up court with it, and Gibbon has their first lead, 5-4. In transition, Bossart strokes in a three. They kick it up ahead to him. Don't check that. They're going to call that a two-pointer. So he must have had his toe on the line. And so a nice little job there as they work the ball around. Top of the circle, taking their time is Zimmer. Zimmer puts pressure on the ball, coming up with it, laying down is Stroh, and Gibbons going to call a timeout. They don't call a timeout, that's a turnover there. So they are forced to call the timeout here with 5:29 to go, as Coach Yockey called it. It is 6-5 here. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, 5:29 to go in the first quarter. Timeout Buffaloes. We'll be back right after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. The Buffaloes will inbound the basketball to Garrett Stroh. Stroh, tough jumper in the lane, no good. And Baugh will pull down the rebound. So Baugh with the defensive rebound. Nice look there on the inbounds play for Gibbon. And now Rojas will set up the offense. Gibbon going man-to-man. Pass left side for Baugh. Baugh's going to drive the baseline, takes it half glass, good. Nate Baugh banks it in there, and Wood River now has an 8-5 lead. We played 3 minutes and a 3-point lead here for Gibbon. Ball right now in the hands here of Corbin Hines. Hines, nice pass up ahead. Stopping in the lane and popping is going to be Stroh. Stroh's jumper no good and rebounded by Rojas. So Rojas on the run. We'll bring in the offensive end. Stops at the arc. Back around the perimeter we go. Gideon. Gideon's going to try a reverse layup. And as he's making the move, he steps on the baseline. So that'll be a Wood River turnover. Checking in for the Buffaloes for the first time is going to be Franny Lopez. 5'8 sophomore checks in. He'll set a little screen. Snell gets the inbounds. Rojas is going to help, Lopez is going to help break the press. And trying to put the press on is going to be Rojas. Rojas right now pressuring Lopez. And picking it up is going to be Lopez. And his pass is going to be stolen away. Wood River with the steal. Up ahead to Bay, to Baugh. And Baugh's going to lay it up and in after the Gibbon turnover. So after they got the rebound, long pass by Bossart to set up the easy bucket. Stroh facing some pressure. Gives it up ahead here for Snell across the timeline. He's going to be stopped there by Nate Baugh. Pass down low, and Baugh got a block, but I think they're going to call a foul in there. They got it off on that left wing, and the Buffaloes were able to attack right away. Nice play there by Garrett Stroh on the drive, but Baugh is going to be called for his first foul of the game, and Stroh will go line and shoot a couple. So Stroh to shoot two, and the first one is short. 10-5 with 4:06 to go here in the first quarter. A five-point lead here in the early stages for Wood River. And the second free throw is up and good for Devin Stroh. So it's now 10-6. Cuts it down to a four-point ball game. At the half, Guardian Angel Central Catholic leading Kearney Catholic in girls basketball 34-22 at halftime. So the Guardian Angels defense really doing a number. Backdoor cut, pass inside for Bossart. Bossart shot no good. And Wood River can't come up with that ball. Nearly stolen out of there, but Garrett Stroh comes up with it. We're giving him credit for their rebound, even though that was more of a steal after it was almost thrown away by Nate Baugh. A little runner in the lane here for Gibbon. Shot's no good. Offensive rebound also would not fall. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound there. Fighting for it was Garrett Stroh. And they're going to say that Stroh was held by Wood River's Chris Loy. So Loy is going to be called for the foul. That'll be his first. And Buffaloes will inbound it. They get it in off glass. Shot rolls in. Nice little backdoor cut there for Garrett Stroh. And Stroh is able to rattle it in. Bossart in the lane. Little runner. Comes through. Takes it off glass and scores. Just kind of a secondary break there for Wood River. As Bossart came flying through that lane before the Buffaloes could really shut him down. Got a nice pass. And it's now 12-8. With the basketball and in a little bit of trouble, but working through it there is Devin Stroh. He's able to give it off for Hines, who will kick it off on the right side here for Lopez. Back around top of the circle, Hines has it. Hines picked up their man-to-man by Damian Martinez, who checked in at the last stoppage. They get it off here for Hines, throws it on the baseline. Stroh jumper, good. And Garrett Stroh playing very strong here, but Baugh will kick it off here for Bossart in transition, and Bossart hits a quick little jumper. I mean, again, Wood River will run on you after a made basket. That's exactly what they did there. And we're going to have a little hand check here as Garrett Stroh was trying to attack right back here for the Buffaloes, and he was hand checked. And that will be the second foul on Chris Loy here. So he's called for his second foul. Bossart checking out of the game. And so did Loy. Ball inbounded for Lopez. Lopez trying to get it down low, and it's kicked by Jaime Rojas. So no foul there, but it will be Buffalo basketball now on the baseline. 14-10. Very quick pace to this ball game. Ball inbounded to Lopez, top of the circle, off the screen. He'll give it right side for Hines. Hines on the bounce, picked up there by Martinez. We'll give it off on the right side for Garrett Stroh. And I'll tell you what, Tanner Gideon just was right in Stroh's grill there. With it now is Hines. Hines stopped momentarily by Rojas. Now Hines shakes him, drives, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Damian Martinez. Martinez kicks it off here on the left side, three-pointer. Off on that left side, no good. Offensive rebound won't fall on that left side, and it's going to be rebounded by Devin Stroh. So Stroh with the defensive rebound. Quick low runner here on the left side by Franny Lopez. Lopez's shot won't fall. And in the offensive end after snagging the rebound is going to be Rojas. Rojas helps work it around the perimeter, gets the ball back after he passes it around. Lopez will pressure him. They'll get it off here for Nate Baugh. Baugh with a minute and a half to go, gives here left side for Damian Martinez. Will ball fake on the baseline. Gideon will drive. Shot's no good. Hines pulls down the rebound after the Wood River miss. And Stroh brings in the offensive end. He'll direct traffic, giving it here to Hines. Hines near the jump circle, gives it away, gets it back, a little pick and pop. He'll fire the three-pointer on that left side. It hit the rim high, goes over the top of the glass, and it will be Wood River basketball off that missed three-pointer. Nice-looking play there. Shot just didn't fall as it hit the back of the iron and went up very high and rolled over the top of the glass. So Rojas slowing it down a little bit. Him and Nate Baugh bringing the ball up court. Baugh's going to set a little screen here for Rojas, and Rojas will back up and drain a three-pointer. James Rojas, his first 3 points of the ball game. And Hines facing some pressure, gets the ball to Lopez. Lopez gave it away, gets it back now, gives it for Devin Stroh. Devin Stroh has his pocket picked, stolen out of there by Damian Martinez, but the loose ball gets away from him. Hines picks up it. And Hines will drive, kick for Braden Snell. Snell's going to kick it out. Three-pointer here for Gibbon, and we've got a foul. No, they're going to say again that just went over the top of the glass. Went up high and hit the strap that holds up the rim here. And I did not see that until I kind of saw it reverberate there, so I thought they were calling a foul on the rebound. But it hit the strap, so it will be Wood River basketball here. 25 seconds to go before the end of the first quarter. Directing traffic here is James Rojas. Rojas off a screen working against Lopez. Going to drive, dish, pass inside, shot blocked into the hands of Gibbon as it goes right in the hands there of Devin Stroh. So a nice little block there. I think it was Zimmer who came up with the block. 4 seconds left here, 2 seconds left. Shot blocked, but we have a whistle. Tanner Gideon blocked it and got a little bit of the body. So that will be a three-point opportunity here for Gibbon. Snell got it, realized the clock was running out with 1.3 to go, so he had to fire off the shot. And now he'll have 3 free throws, and the first one's no good. And for Tanner Gideon, that is going to be his second. So first free throw is no good. Second free throw with 1.3 to go is good. And Snell will have one more free throw coming up here. And Gideon will come out, get a little early start to a break, and getting a little advice here from Dave Boss. Second free throw is up and good, so he makes 2 out of 3. Ball inbounded. Rojas is going to fire it to half court. Good-looking shot, just a little bit long. And that will do it for the first quarter. Wood River has a 5-point lead as we head to quarter number 2. It's 17-12 Eagles. We come back after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC, a 5-point lead for Wood River as we head into the second quarter. It will be Gibbon basketball trailing at 17-12 And into the offensive end here is going to come Hines. Hines gives up on the left side for Snell. Everybody cycles through there as Wood River right now is going man-to-man. Stroh has it, Devin Stroh. They'll throw it on the baseline here for Gareth. Gareth kicks it top of the circle here for Hines. Hines, a little runner in the lane. Shot's no good. And rebound taken out by Baugh. So Baugh now in transition will fire a three-pointer, and he hits the three. Nate Baugh strokes the three-pointer after he got the defensive rebound on the other end. And it's an 8-point Wood River lead at 20-12. Now just to hand the basketball here for Corbin Hines. Hines gives it off right side for Franny Lopez. And I'll tell you what, Garrett Stroh wants the ball down low, but they are not leaving him alone. A little drive here for Snell, and they're going to say that Snell committed a foul. Braden Snell with the player control foul. As he got up a little bit to airborne there, maybe a little bit early, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. I think it was Bossard who collected the foul. It was either Bossard or Renault, and either way, you know, he run into a pretty strong big kid there. So on the bounce is going to be Rojas. Rojas gives it off for Baugh. Baugh gives it on the baseline here for Renault. Renault's shot is partially deflected, and it went out of bounds. We'll give credit to Garrett Stroh for the block there as it goes out of bounds, and it will be Wood River basketball. Bossart to toss it in. On the baseline, backdoor cut wide open is Nate Baugh. Baugh's going to take it off glass, and it's good. He had a little trouble handling it. Had he caught that a little bit more cleanly, it just wouldn't have been an easy layup, but he had to struggle a little bit and shoot over the top of the defender, and still a nice play. Garrett Stroh dribbles a little bit, kicks the ball back out here for Hines. They'll cycle back through, and Hines will reset the offense. He's picked up man-to-man by Baugh. They give it to Garrett Stroh, and Stroh runs into Matt Renault. Wants a foul called there, but they're going to call a walk here on Stroh. There was some contact there, no mistaking it, but I don't know if either player had a distinct position advantage. That's what the official basically said. We're just going to let him play. Kick back at the top of the circle here for Nate Baugh. Baugh used up his dribble, and he just loses it, but Bossart's able to track it down. He'll kick it into the corner on that left side for Damian Martinez. Back around the perimeter we go. Baugh has it now on the left side. Back out to Martinez, top of the circle. His pass is going to be deflected by Snell and out of bounds. So Devin Stroh going to check back in here. Franny Lopez will come out for the Buffaloes, who trail it now 22-12. First 10-point lead of the ball game. Ball inbounded here for Nate Baugh. He kicks it left side for Bossart. And Bossart, wow, 12 feet away. Caught and shot all in one motion. And that was not bad defense, but he shot over the top of it. And now Wood River has doubled up Gibbon. They lead it 24-12. A little runner here in transition. No good. Rebound going to be taken out here by Hines. And Hines will give it down low, and we've got a foul. Great drive in there for Brian Zimmer. And Zimmer just really wanted to make something happen offensively, so he drove in hard, and the foul is going to be called on Bossart, and that'll be his second. So two free throws coming up here for Zimmer, and the first one is on the way and rolls around and is a little bit short. So he misses the first two, and checking back into the game is going to be Tanner Gideon. Gideon will come in here for Bossart. Both of them have two fouls. So second free throw coming up here for Zimmer, and it rolls in and out, no good, and tracked down by the Buffaloes. Tracking it down was Stroh, and Stroh's outlet pass rattles around and eventually goes out of bounds. And it belongs to the Buffaloes. Inbounding here is going to be Hines. Hines gets it for Stroh. Stroh, that's a tough shot. Shot won't fall, and rebound taken out there by Renault. Kicked up ahead here, but that's Gideon. Gideon gives it on the baseline for Baugh. Baugh's pass is going to be stolen away. A little turnover here, bad pass, and Hines brings in the offensive end. A little jump start, flip, that's contested. Wow, and he's able to roll it up and in. Hines, that's a tough shot. That'll win you a lot of horse games right there. 24-14, 10-point ball game. Here's a three-pointer in transition for Damian Martinez. It's up high, no good. And rebound ripped out of there by Zimmer. Zimmer gets it down low, and they jump on the back of Braden Snell. So Snell puts up the shot, and he'll head to the free throw line as he was fouled there by Damian Martinez. Great little ball fake, got Martinez out of position. And then Snell just figured, hey, worst case scenario here, I'm going to go to the free throw line. And that's exactly the case here. He'll shoot two, and the first one's up and good. 24-15, got another timeout coming up. Got another free throw coming up right after this timeout being taken here by Dave Baugh and the Wood River Eagles. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's 24-15, a 9-point lead for the Eagles. Buffaloes will be at the free throw line. We come back after this.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Second free throw coming up here for Braden Snell of the Gibbon Buffaloes. They trail at 25-14, and the second free throw is up and good. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's now 24-16. The Eagles with the lead and the basketball. In the offensive end, they have Damian Martinez. Off the screen, they'll give it top of the circle here for Rojas. Back out left wing for Martinez. Martinez, nice drive, kick out for Baugh. And he'll give it back around here for Martinez. Martinez throws in the corner. And they'll kick it back out here for Baugh. Gives it out for Rojas. Rojas on the left side for Gideon. Gideon looking on the inside, posting up in there is Matt Renault. But they're keeping it outside the three-point arc right now. And Nate Baugh will dribble a little bit. Penetrate, kick out for Damian Martinez from the free throw line. We'll give it off here for Tanner Gideon. We'll give it back out here for Baugh. Baugh's going to drive. Dish out to Martinez. He'll skip it out for Tanner Gideon. Gideon had to go up high for that. Off the screen, now they give it for Nate Baugh. The defender is able to step in there and make the steal. Garrett Stroh with the steal. Outlet pass up ahead. And Hines is able to lay it up and in after the Wood River turnover. Nice play there by Stroh to make the steal and able to throw the ball up ahead here for Hines. So on the bounce is Wood River. They'll take it top of the circle for Gideon. Ball fake here for Jaime Rojas, left wing. They'll give it off right side for Gideon. Gideon will post up for the three. Thought he was going to shoot it, but he'll pass up the pass. And the entry pass by Baugh is going to be kicked by Stroh. And on the baseline, the Eagles will inbound it. Nate Baugh will step out of the ball game, and to inbound the ball here is going to be Tanner Gideon. And they get the ball to Rojas. Back around to Bossard on that left side. Entry pass inside for Renault, who kicks it back out for Tanner Gideon. Gives it off right side for Martinez. Just about everybody's touched it already this possession. Bossard, little jump stop, kicks now left side for Tanner Gideon. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Some contact over there. And getting knocked down and help back up is Devin Stroh. He was knocked down by Rojas, but Rojas then very quick to pick him back up as well. It was last touched by Rojas, so it is Gibbon basketball. They're facing a little token pressure, and across the timeline is Hines as he's working against his number mate, Jaime Rojas. The two number threes doing battle, and they'll bounce it now top of the circle here for Snell. Snell enters it in. Turnaround jumper up good for Stroh. Garrett Stroh strokes that one in. And right now, Wood River a little stagnant offensively. They still lead it 24-20, but six straight points here for Gibbon. On the bounce is going to be Damian Martinez. He'll get it back out for Tanner Gideon. Martinez gave it away. Now gets it back, drives the baseline, and we're going to have a foul as he drives in hard, and he might be hurt. I think when he came down, he landed very awkwardly with a little bit of contact, and he is hurt. And everybody's walking away here from Damian Martinez, who was fouled. Nothing dirty about the foul, just an awkward land there. And they are working with something below the waist there, and I think it might be the knee that they're looking at. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center getting it back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And I believe that they are working on the left knee here of Damian Martinez with 2:29 to go here in the second quarter. And we'll keep an eye on it. We're going to take a quick break here. Your score, 24-20. Wood River with a four-point lead with 2:29 to go in the second quarter. And Damian Martinez being attended to on the other end of the court. And he is in pain. He is slapping the floor. We'll take a quick 30-second break. We're back after this.
McCown Truck Parts of Wood River will keep you running. Whether it's your car or two-ton truck, McCown Truck Parts can make the repairs for you or get the parts you need so you can do it yourself. So if you need to get back on the road or keep everything moving on the farm, McCown Truck Parts is the only call you need to make. McCown Truck Parts in Wood River. Call 583-2231. McCown Truck Parts is proud to support the Wood River Eagles.
Well, Damian Martinez coming off, he cannot put any weight on that leg, so he's being escorted off, and they're taking him into the locker room slash training area over there. And I wish I had better news for you, but I think he's got a knee injury. It's just a matter of how serious it is, and let's hope that it isn't very serious at all. The foul, and again, nothing dirty about the foul. Braden Snell called for the foul there, and since he's out of the game, the free throws will be taken by Nate Baugh, and Baugh makes the first two free throws. So we hope that Martinez is okay. So first free throw is up and good here for Nate Baugh, as he'll shoot Martinez's free throws. And the first one's up and good. And the second one is also good. 26-20, 2:29 to go here in quarter number one. So on the bounce in the offensive end is Haynes, and he'll give the ball off to Franny Lopez. Lopez and him just kind of weaving around. Now on the right wing with the basketball is Devin Stroh. Stroh gives it off here for Lopez, who kicks on the left side for Haynes. Haynes working against some pressure there by Nate Baugh. Kicks it off for Stroh. They're man-to-man as Wood River at the moment. Haynes off the screen. Now just hands it off here for Garrett Stroh. He'll give it top of the circle for Lopez. Devin Stroh now has it. Gives it for Haynes. Minute 48 to go before halftime. 26-20. 6-point lead here for the Eagles. And slipping through the defense is Devin Stroh. He's a little bit strong on the layup. Long outlet pass after the defensive rebound. Baugh can't hit the shot. And they miss it. And on the run here is going to be Garrett Stroh. Stroh's going to pull up a long jumper. It's no good. And the rebound still being tipped around. Stroh comes up with it. Stroh puts up a shot, and it is blocked, and it'll be a jump ball. Matt Renault in there defensively. Also shut off in there is Dan Bosshart. As Wood River had a great opportunity on the other end, couldn't cash in, and it's still 26-20. So Rojas on the dribble, gives it off for Baugh. Bosshart left side is going to pull up a long two, had his toes on the line. In fact, he looked over at the official to see if it was a three-pointer or not, and he shakes his head like, dang it, because that's only where two, but a nice little pull-up jumper on that left wing. Haynes with a bounce pass to Garrett Stroh. Stroh 15 feet away, his pass knocked down by Tanner Gideon, but Stroh picks it up, dries, has his shot blocked by Renault. And Gibbon with another miss. Long outlet pass. Going to be kicked up ahead here for Rojas. Rojas, great save to get it into Gideon. Gideon gives it off for Baugh. Baugh's going to drive. Kick into the corner. There's Rojas. Open for three, but he'll give it off for Baugh. Great pass down low for Renault. And one of the Wood River players was in the lane a little bit too long. That'll be a turnover. And that bounce pass was going to set up Renault for a layup. But they call the 3 seconds. And that'll take off a great opportunity here for Wood River. That was going to be a gimme. So 28-20, 8-point lead here for Wood River, but Gibbon has the basketball with 24 seconds before halftime. Devin Stroh lets the clock expire a little bit more here. Gives it off on the right side for Gareth. A little pick and roll. Haynes has it. He's going to kick the ball back out for Snell. Snell has Rojas right in his grill, so he'll give it back off here for Haynes. Haynes hands the basketball for Garrett Stroh. 7 seconds left. Stroh dribbles to the elbow. 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound taken out by Bosshart. Bosshart dribbles. Runner at the buzzer. I don't think would have counted had it even gone. And it's a little bit off the mark as we head to the locker rooms. It's 28-20, an 8-point lead here for Wood River. And we'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the
way, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers!
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back here to Wood River. At halftime, the Wood River Eagles lead Gibbon in boys basketball 28-20, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Earlier tonight, it was Wood River coming from behind against Gibbon to win it 44-34 in girls basketball. Kind enough to join us to talk about his first-year head coach, Phil Smith. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. Nice win.
Thank you.
Yeah, that wasn't easy. You were down at halftime, and then you led much of the first half, gave up that lead late in the second quarter. What sort of adjustments did you make at halftime, or was there any real adjustments? You just said we have to do things better.
Biggest thing was just moving our feet. We didn't do a very good job moving our feet in the first half, and we started doing that a little bit better and not bailing them out in the press. I mean, there were times where in the first half we had them really good and then bail them out with a foul or bail them out with just giving up, dribbling right through us. So,
In the first half, you scored only 16 points. You scored 16 points in that third quarter.
Yep.
And again, much of it was because you forced the turnovers, had a lot of possessions, scored some in transition. Is that really kind of the hallmark of your team in terms of really trying to win that turnover margin with your press?
Exactly. Sometimes it's tough for us to score, so layups are something we always need to take, and that's what we did in the second half.
And you really had a nice game tonight by Sam Luer. She finished with 17 points in the game, 18 rebounds. But that's kind of a scoring line that you've become somewhat accustomed to with her, isn't it?
Exactly. We try to get it to her, give her as many touches as possible.
And she does such a nice job of making decisions with the ball, I kind of think.
So true. Teams that press us, we just like to give it to her and just let her take over a little bit, especially if they're trying to get our guards, make one of their post guard us 54 feet and just attack her from there.
Yeah, and again, the turnovers, I had you guys forcing 32 turnovers. A turnover a minute, I think any coach in the country would take that, wouldn't you?
Exactly. We were pretty happy with that.
Yeah, and again, trailing at halftime, did you kind of see anything in the girls? Were they mad at themselves for how they were playing? Were they scared? What was kind of the mood in the locker room at halftime?
Yeah, just not scared, I would say. Just a little bit mad at themselves for not taking advantage of what they were doing. They're just a little frustrated a little bit, too, that shots weren't going for us, and they just weren't able to finish as well as they wanted to.
And one area that I would kind of say maybe something you're working on this week is free throws.
Free throws,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. I had you being, 18 of 37, and I think you hit some free throws in the fourth quarter to improve. Exactly. Over a little bit less than 50% in the game.
Yeah, I think we were 4-for-12 in the third quarter, which 33% is not a good for the free throw line, but something we're definitely working on. And I mean, we shoot so many free throws in practice, but sometimes it's just not going in for you.
Yeah, sometimes you kind of have those nights. And Gibbon, I thought, really played the style of game that they really thought that they needed to against you guys.
Exactly. Tried to really pack the zone in on us and make us shoot from outside, which wasn't going to happen tonight.
So. Yeah, and again, you guys were able to force enough turnovers and score in transition. And again, that's going to be kind of what you guys need to do when the Lou Platt Conference Tournament rolls around next week.
Exactly.
Talk a little bit about your first round matchup. I'm looking at the bracket here as I bring it up. I'm trying to remember who you guys.
Donovan Trumbull.
Yeah, as you guys are the eight seed at home. Yep. So give us a quick scouting report on Donovan Trumbull and what you need to do Monday.
Get it inside again. Really, we try to pack the paint in offensively. We want to get a lot of shots in from 8 foot and in. And so that's what we're going to try to do, really try to get in inside to Sam and Sloan and Ellie. And something wasn't real happy with tonight, too. Our guards didn't do a very good job of getting after it and getting to the rim. We were too content with just staying behind the three-point line. So something we'd like to do better on Monday.
And kind of nice you get to play on your home court again come Monday night.
Exactly.
All right, Phil, appreciate the time. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
That's Phil Smith, head girls basketball coach, as the Lady Eagles win tonight by a final of 44-34. Here at halftime, Wood River has the lead in boys basketball, 28-20. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at our halftime numbers right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Wood River. At halftime, the Eagles with a 28-20 lead over Gibbon. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's check the numbers here for Gibbon. We'll begin first of all for the Buffaloes. Garrett Stroh leading the way. He has 8 points and 6 rebounds here in the first half. Braden Snell with 6 points. Corbin Hines with 4 points and a couple of rebounds. Devin Stroh with a point, and Brian Zimmer with 1 point. And again, here at halftime, 28-20, an 8-point lead here for Wood River at intermission. For the Eagles, again, they had a couple of stretches where they just really were getting the offense rolling. They're led so far by Nate Baum. He's got 11 points here in the first half to go with a couple of rebounds. Dan Bossart, really the force down low. He's got 10 points and 3 rebounds. Tanner Gideon has 4. And James Rojas stroked in a 3-pointer. He's got 3 points and a couple of rebounds here in the first half. Unofficially, I have Wood River 12 of 25 from the field, so shooting about 48%, and 2 of 8 from 3-point range. Meanwhile, for Gibbon here in the first half, unofficially, I had them being 7 of 22, so they're shooting about 31%. Here in the first half, and they are 0 for 3 from behind the arc. And once again, here at halftime, it is Wood River with a 28-20 lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes. We'll take one last break. When we come back, we'll start the third quarter, an 8-point lead for the Eagles. We come back right after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Wood River with a 28-20 lead here over Gibbon. Also at halftime at last report, after beginning close to being the end of the third quarter, but Guardian Angel Central Catholic leading Kearney Catholic 34-22 in girls basketball. First possession of the second half goes to Gibbon here. The Buffaloes have it down by eight. They bring in the offensive end. Braden Snell will drive. Flies high off glass. No good. Offensive rebound for Brian Zimmer. And Zimmer has the ball stolen away here by Rojas. He'll pass the ball up ahead. Jumper by Bossart on the baseline. And Bossart contacted. A kind of a touch foul there. But Gibbon turned the ball over. And Wood River right now kicks the ball up ahead of Bossart. And he'll have a chance to add to the lead here, as Devin Stroh is going to be called for the foul. Got him with the body, I guess. So Bossart's going to shoot two. And see if Wood River can add to their lead. They led by as many as 11. And the free throw here is a little short. And literally Bossart trying to shake that off. He's got 10 points in the ball game. And has altered a fair number of shots down low. I think he has one block. But he's been a strong force down low, even though he only has two rebounds. Second free throw is up and good. And the ball inbounded for Hines. Hines, they led him a little bit too far, and Hines was in a little bit of trouble dribbling with the ball, so he has to pass it back out for Garrett Stroh. Back out to Hines. He gives it to Stroh. Up ahead here for Devin Stroh. Devin working, kicks it out for Hines. Hines back in for Devin Stroh, and they left him alone, and he's going to post up, and Devin Stroh will score. Defender got out of his back pocket, and he just pivoted on that inside. Backdoor cut here for Nate Baugh, and Baugh with a reverse layup. Good. That's a nice set play here for Wood River, who pushes that lead back out to nine. And they can do that. They'll have a few plays where they just kind of set it up at half court. Pass up ahead here. Braden Snell throws it down low and off the hands of Bossart and out of bounds. And the folks wearing purple on the far side did not think that Bossart had touched it. But it will be Buffalo basketball underneath their own hoop here. They trail at 31-22 early on here in the third quarter. Inbounded for Garrett Stroh, is going to drive the lane. Little floater, no good. And rebound ripped down there by Renault. Renault gives it up here for Jaime Rojas. Rojas with a little runner in the lane. That won't fall. And the rebound is pulled out of there by Devin Stroh. So Stroh gives it off for Hines. Hines will hand it off here for Snell. Snell dribbles near midcourt, kicks left side off the screen. Hines is open for three. His three is no good. Offensive rebound. Bucket's good for Brian Zimmer. So Zimmer making the putback. Cuts the lead down to seven. And just that quick, Wood River brings the ball on the offensive end. Nothing happening there for Baugh. They'll give it off on a little runner here in the lane. Shot no good for Renault. Renault's shot won't fall. And rebound going to be taken out by Garrett Stroh. Stroh drives in the lane, steps through a double team, rattles it in and out, no good. And tracking down the rebound is going to be Bossart. Bossart pulls it down after a very good look there by Stroh. And slowing it down is going to be James Rojas. So Jaime Rojas brings it in the offensive end, throws it, nice pass inside for Renault, and he takes it off glass, good. Nice pass there by Rojas. So 33-24, 9-point lead. Top of the circle, Braden Snell. Defense collapses on him, so he'll dribble out with it. Gives it for Garrett Stroh, and Stroh dribbles it off of his foot and out of bounds. Gibbon loses the ball there. Stroh trying to make something happen, and one official pointing one way, the other official points the other. They huddle it up here, and they're going to say that it is Gibbon basketball. So Buffs will have it. And Hines will lob it in here for Stroh. Hines wants it back in the corner, and it goes out of bounds. I don't think they saw it tipped there at all, so it's going to be out of bounds on Gibbon. And Garrett Stroh begs to differ, but nobody saw the ball move. I didn't see it move either. Long inbound pass here for Nate Baugh, and Baugh's going to stroke a three. They got the ball up to Rojas, and Rojas threw about a 40-foot pass on the line for Baugh, and just a quick little jumper there for Wood River. They push the lead out to a dozen, and we've got a timeout here by Gibbon. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 36-24, 12-point lead for Wood River with 5:14 to go in the third. We're back after this.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
Well, coaches Jackson Kenton and Steve Yockey for Gibbon not happy with how things were going there, so they call the quick timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. And the ball's inbound to here for Hines. Down by a dozen, the Buffaloes will hand the ball off here for Garrett Stroh. Now cycling through is Braden Snell. Snell with a long drive, and Snell is going to head to the line as he ran into Chris Loy in underneath. So Loy is going to be called for the foul. And that's going to be his third. And Snell shooting two. And again, they're in attack mode, which was really what they needed to do. Free throw hits the back of the iron and no good. So he misses both free throws, but the rebound into the hands of Brian Zimmer. Nice offensive rebound there. But get it off here for Hines. Hines is going to fire a three-pointer. No good, and we got foul on the rebound. And it's going to be a foul on Chris Loy. So Loy's picked up a couple of quick fouls here. .554 to go. Now Loy has four fouls in the game, and he's picked them up in quick succession. Hines then bounded on the baseline, gives it for Garrett Stroh. Back inside here for Hines. Hines in a double team shot, no good, and rebound by Rojas. So Rojas pulls down the defensive rebound, and quickly they'll get it off here for Baugh, who kicks it back out for Rojas. Rojas, nice look at the three, shot's no good. Offensive rebound kicked out into the corner, and Bossart can't get the three to go. Another rebound in underneath. Nice job down there by Nicholas DeVore pulling up a couple of offensive rebounds. And another shot that's going to go out of bounds. And last touch by Gibbon. So Gibbon not shooting the ball. I mean, Wood River not shooting the ball real well right now, but they're pulling down some rebounds, and they still lead it by a dozen. Ball inbound here for Rojas. We'll give it off for Bob. Bob with a long three-pointer. I mean long three-pointer. And it's going to be tracked down in the corner for Snell. That was past NBA range. Stepping through is going to be Stroh. Stroh getting some body contact. Collects the foul. And that's going to be a block here on Nicholas DeVore. So DeVore called for the block. That's going to be the third foul of the second half here on Wood River. Still leads it 36-24, and a couple of free throws coming up here for Garrett Stroh. And Stroh strokes in the free throw, and he's got nine in the game. Second free throw, back of the iron and no good. And rebound out for DeVore. So DeVore snags the rebound, and we'll get the ball down here for Rojas. Rojas to Baugh. Kick out for DeVore. DeVore, three-pointer. No good. And rebound taken out by Rojas. So Rojas with a nice offensive rebound. Just Johnny on the spot there. And Jaime Rojas on the bounce. He'll drive. Kick it down low. That's Bossart. Bossart trying to pass it out. And there's going to be, I thought he was trying to pass it out, but they're going to say that he was putting up the shot. Really kind of hard to tell because he was held there by Devin Stroh, and Stroh's going to be called for the foul. And he'll be shooting two. The officials are getting together to discuss it. And it's going to be a free throw opportunity here for Bossart. And again, he was held so much, it's kind of hard to tell what he wanted to do with the ball. So you kind of have to give the offensive player the benefit of the doubt. So Bossart's going to step the line and shoot a couple. And the free throw is up and good. So Bossart now with 12 in the game, and it's a 12-point Wood River lead, 37-25 with 3:42 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw is on the way, rolls around and is good. So he makes both of them, and it's a 13-point lead. Pressure being put on the ball, and Lopez is able to get the ball back out here for Gareth Stroh. He's picked up there defensively by Rojas, and in trouble is Gareth Stroh, so they're going to call the timeout. Gibbon calls the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 3:29 to go, third quarter, 38-25, a 13-point lead here for Wood River, and we'll be back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here, 38-25 this timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 38-25, and a little frustration being shown out there with body language and all sorts of other things here for Gibbon right now. So they probably needed that timeout to kind of talk about things. They only have two timeouts left. And hopefully they'll be able to circle the wagons here a little bit. Braden Snell is going to inbound the ball here for Stroh. Stroh's picked up defensively there for Bossart. And Stroh looks to the inside, trying to get it off to Devin Stroh. So they'll work it back around. Snell has it, top of the circle. Wood River going man-to-man right now. Hand off here for Franny Lopez. And Franny Lopez lost the ball, but right in the hands of Stroh, who drives, dishes, gives it in underneath for Devin Stroh. It goes out of bounds, and it was touched by Wood River. So the Buffs inbound on the baseline. And Gareth Stroh will throw it off here for Lopez. Lopez drives the lane, has a shot blocked by Rojas, picks up the ball, is able to kick it out. Here's a three-pointer for Snell. Snell's shotter won't fall. And the ball goes out of bounds on the rebound. And by the way, Jaime Rojas, that was a nice little block there as Lopez was driving. Now Rojas brings in the offensive end. Going to kick left side for Bossart. Everybody cycles through as they get it off to Gideon over there. Back out right wing for Rojas. Off of a screen. Now driving is Gideon. Gideon's going to kick it out. And somebody zigged when they should have zagged. And Wood River threw it to where a guy was and not where he is. And Wood River turns it over. So after building this 13-point lead, Wood River has not been able to add to it offensively, and Gibbon has not been able to chip into it. We've been kind of stuck at 38-25 for quite some time now. Gareth Stroh will play catch over there to Hines. Hines gives it to Lopez. Lopez, they double-team him, and he'll kick the ball off here for Hines. Back for Gareth Stroh. Kicks it back out for Hines, and Hines will hit a three. Stroh with a nice little pass out for Corbin Hines. He strokes in the three and now answering back. Quick pass up ahead here for Tanner Gideon. Reverse layup underneath the glass, up and good. His head was underneath the glass. He leaned in with that hand and rolled it over the top of the rim. In transition, jumper here for Gareth Stroh. Missed it. Couldn't get his put back. Gets another rebound. Passes this time in for Devin Stroh, and Devin Stroh will score. So now 40-30, less than 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. On the bounce is going to be Rojas. Rojas off of the screen, going to drive, and he'll cycle all the way through, dribbled underneath the glass. Still has his dribble now on the left wing, and he'll direct traffic. His moving through now will be Nate Baugh off of the screen. They'll get it off to Baugh. Baugh on the baseline, working against Gareth Stroh, falling down. Has to throw it to the inside, and Wood River's just turned it over. Devin Stroh, pass up ahead, left-handed layup on that left side for Hines. In transition, shot would not fall. Long rebound, kicked up ahead here for Tanner Gideon, and Gideon strokes in a three in transition. Tanner Gideon will stroke in the three-pointer as that ball was rebounded by Baugh and able to start the offense. So Stroh in the offensive end, gives it off for Hines. They're trying to get it to Stroh. They get it off on the right side for Devin Stroh. Gives it off for Hines on that right side, and Rojas is right with him. He'll give it off here for Franny Lopez. Lopez on that right wing for Devin Stroh. Top of the circle for Hines. 45 seconds to go. Asking for the ball down low is Gareth Stroh. They give it to him in the lane. Nice pass down there, and we've got a foul. And Gareth Stroh with a nice little flip down low to Brian Zimmer, and Zimmer was going to get an easy bucket there. Kind of fortunate Wood River committed the foul, and that foul is going to be on Tanner Gideon. That's going to be his third. So four fouls now whistled against Wood River. Only two have been whistled against Gibbons so far here in the second half. Inbounding it is going to be Garrett Stroh, who gives it in for Devin. Devin's going to drive and has his pocket picked. And then fighting back for it is Devin. Devin got it back. It's on the ground. It's going to be a hell ball. And there was some great hustle there by the Strohs to not turn the ball. Well, it still ends up being a turnover, but not giving up a layup. So 38 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And it's 43-30, a 13-point lead for Wood River. And they've got the basketball. Jaime Rojas off of a screen, dribbles on that right side, flips it off for Baugh. Gives it right wing here for Bossart, who drives. Left-hand layup won't fall, and the ball goes out of bounds. And it was last touched by Wood River. So the Buffaloes will have 25 seconds to make something happen here, and they got to cover the length of the court. And will face full court pressure here from Wood River. Stroh gives it up ahead for Snell. They get it to Lopez, who has it in the offensive end. We'll bounce it back out here for Snell. Snell with 12 seconds left gives it to Garrett Stroh. Gets in the lane for Devin. Devin's going to kick it out. Now Gareth has it. Quick pass inside for Devin Stroh, who takes it off glass with 4 seconds left. Shot no good. Offensive rebound by Zimmer. Zimmer's shot won't fall, and it's rebounded by Baugh, and Baugh will try a three-quarter court shot. Would not have counted had it gone in, and we'll head to the fourth quarter. It's 43-30, a 13-point lead for Wood River. We come back after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back here. I've got a little bloody nose situation as Nicholas DeVore hitting in the nose, and they are attending to him and his bloody nose. And I don't think it's very serious, but it is an injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. It is Gibbon basketball here, down by 13 as we start the fourth quarter, losing the ball and then getting it back somehow is Lopez. Lopez then is able to get it off for Stroh. Back out for Lopez. Lopez kicks the top of the circle here for Brian Zimmer. Zimmer's pass on the inside, knocked loose there by Chris Loy. And on the left side, Gibbons going to try a long two-point jumper. It's no good. Nate Baugh is able to pull down the rebound, and he'll pass it up ahead here for Bossart. Bossart baseline jumper good from about 17 feet. So it's now a 15-point Wood River lead. 45-30. With 7:20 to go here in the basketball game. With the ball is Snell. Snell drives in the lane. Little floater good from about 7 feet. Dribble to that open area and shot over the top of the defense. And Snell now has 8 in the game. Left side, Bossart has it. He's picked up there man-to-man by Devin Stroh. They get it in the lane. And they'll work it back around, kicking it out here for Rojas. Rojas fires a 3, no good. And rebound for Braden Snell. Snell pulls down the rebound, still has the dribble on the baseline, and he'll give it off for Gareth Stroh. Enters it down low for Devin, back to Gareth. Gareth will run her in the lane, back of the iron, no good. Rebound being tipped around. Coming up with it is Brian Zimmer, and Zimmer is going to make it. Nice little offensive rebound and put back there for Brian Zimmer, and left side three-pointer here for Bossart, shot no good. Rebound out for Zimmer. And on the run here is going to be Stroh. Stroh splits the defense, shot off glass, no good. Devin Stroh with the rebound, and then we got a foul. Devin Stroh with a nice offensive rebound there. And we're going to have a block called here on Andrew Denman. And for Denman, that will be his first foul of the game. 45-34, 6:20 to go here, fourth quarter. It's now 5 fouls against the Eagles. Only 2 have been whistled against the Buffaloes. Ball inbounded for Devin, and Devin Stroh will stroke in the three-pointer. Check that. That was Snell. My apologies. Snell hit the three-pointer, and Wood River calls a timeout. 6:14 to go here in the ball game. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's now 45-37. What was once a 15-point lead cut in half. And we'll be back right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Well, a quick little 8-7-0 run by Gibbon, and they've cut what was once a 15-point lead down to 8. 45-37 with 6:14 to go here in the ball game. Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. And again, Wood River can't count on their laurels. They can't rest on their laurels here. They need to keep battling. And by the way, Tanner Gideon, who appeared to have a knee injury, they've got a knee brace on that left knee, and he's running around out there and looking pretty good right now. So I think he did have a knee injury. I just don't think it was very serious, and glad to hear that. Jaime Rojas works the ball around the perimeter as they get the ball out here for Nicholas DeVore. Left side out there with Gideon. He's got that knee brace on. He'll give it between the circles here for Rojas. Right side for Baugh. And again, ball fake out here for Nicholas DeVore. Again, Wood River looking to score, but they're going to work a little clock here. They lead it by 8 with about 5:46 to go as they pass around the perimeter. Rojas gives off here right side for Baugh. Right wing, they'll get it off here for DeVore. Back for Rojas. Nice little drive through here by Tanner Gideon. And Gideon, nice through there. And with a jump stop, is able to take it off glass and score. That was a pretty play. And it pushes that lead out to 10. Here's a three-pointer by Snell. And Snell hits the three. That was not a wide-open shot. Quickly up ahead, they get it to Gideon. Gideon drives the baseline just before he steps out of bounds, is able to flip it out here for DeVore. And resetting the offense is going to be Rojas. Nearly turned over. Ball will give it top of the circle here for Gideon. Back to DeVore, left side. Rojas has it. Back out here for Baugh. 47-40, 5 minutes to go, and we're going to have a reach called on Garrett Stroh. That's going to be his first foul. And they might be thinking a little bit that we might want to commit some fouls so later on we can put him in a 1-1. Bossart's going to check back into the ball game. And Nicholas DeVore is one nostril at the moment. He had that bloody nose earlier. And they've got that right nostril packed up there pretty tight. It is Wood River basketball. They're just kind of playing a little keep away right now. With the ball, Bossart. Bossart facing the double team. Zimmer right there. And he's able to dump it out here for Chris Loy. And Loy then is fouled. And threw it to him at the free throw line. And then Stroh picks up the foul. He had no fouls coming into this quarter. He's now picked up 2. He is their leading scorer. Check that. Snell has 14. He's got 9. And nice little pass to the inside. Driving through there for Wood River and scoring is Chris Loy. So Loy with his first bucket of the ball game. Kick into the corner. Three-pointer here for Hines. And Hines hits a three. Gibbon getting hot from behind the arc. And they cut the lead down to 6 with about 4.5 to go in the ball game. With the ball right wing, here is Rojas. Rojas working against Garrett. Gavin Stroh gives it off on that right side. It's a loose ball, and it's picked up. Wood River turns the ball over as they step through with the double team. Hines now has in the offensive end, does not have numbers, and Bossart is able to force the turnover. Nice job there on the hands of Bossart. He gives it to Rojas. Rojas driving and is fouled, and then going to be held there by Devin Stroh. And Rojas kind of throwing Stroh's hands as they were catching him off. And the officials right now having a quick conversation with Dave Baugh about things over there as Devin Stroh has called for his third foul. And the ball is going to be inbounded here for Tanner Gideon. Gideon has it. They double-team him. He's able to get it off for Baugh. Baugh, nice pass down low for Loy. And Loy has a shot blocked, but a foul called. And I'll tell you what, Braden Snell thought he got it clean, and I thought he had it clean too, to be honest with you, but there's going to be a foul called here on Snell. That's going to be his third, and we've got a timeout taken by the Buffaloes. Couple of free throws coming up here for the Eagles in just a moment. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's 49-43, a six-point lead for the Eagles. They'll be at the free throw line. We come back after this.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 3:51 to go here, fourth quarter, 49-43. Six-point lead right now for Wood River. And a bit of a tough call there on Braden Snell. He got a lot of ball and probably as he was flying up there ended up having his feet in the air. Maybe they called a kick on that and a foul on the body. But I'll tell you what, that was an impressive block. But they call the foul, and to the free throw line to shoot two here is going to be Chris Loy. And Loy with two shots, a chance to add to a six-point Wood River lead here as we're midway through, a little bit past midway through the fourth quarter, and Loy's free throw is short. Wood River now 5 of 7 from the free throw line, and Gibbon, if they don't win this one, kick themselves a little bit from the free throw line as they're 7 of 15, and the second free throw is no good. So a couple of misses, and Devin Stroh pulls down the rebound. Stroh will give it off for Gareth, and long pass up ahead here for Snell. Back to Gareth Stroh, who steps through a double team to bring it across the timeline. Kicks right side for Snell. Snell thought about the three-pointer. He'll get it off for Devin for Stroh, who throws it down low for Zimmer. Zimmer missed the shot and then was able to pull down the rebound, and then it's going to be a hell ball. He had it momentarily, but tying it up there is going to be Loy, or DeVore rather, for Wood River. Possession arrow pointing to the Eagles, so they bring the basketball on the offensive end. On the bounce here is Rojas. Jaime Rojas pass off the hands of Bossart, but then off the hands of Snell. Snell is the last to touch it, and the official right on top of it. And Bossart to toss it in. 5 second count going on, having trouble inbounding it, and Coach Baugh is going to call the timeout. 3:21 to go here, fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Still a 6-point ball game. 49-43. Eagles with the lead and the ball. We come back after this.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And welcome back here, Wood River to inbound it. And their pass goes off the hands. Haynes comes up with a steal, the layup up and good. Bad pass, and Haynes is able to cash in on the Wood River turnover off the timeout, and that allows Gibbon to put the press on again. They kick it up ahead here for Tanner Gideon. Gideon's going to drive, kick it. Bossart drives, shot off glass, no good, and we've got a foul. Wood River's going to attack right back at you. They turn it over. Gibbon makes some pay with that layup to make it 49-45, but then right back at him. Bossart now will go to the free throw line after the fourth foul called on Braden Snell here in the ball game. And that one was a no-doubter. The free throw is a little bit short here for Bossart. So things tightening up a little bit here for Wood River. Bossart with 15 points in the ballgame. With 3:04 to go, his second free throw is up and good. 50-45, 3:05 to go. And again, Wood River will pressure the ball. Gareth Stroh steps up to a double team, so he'll back up, gives it to Hines. Hines has it across the timeline, dribbles down the sideline, pulls up for a baseline jumper and rattles it in. Corbin Hines with a nice little hit. He's got 14 in the game, and we're going to have a blocking foul here on Gareth Stroh. That's not one of those fouls where, like earlier in the quarter, they wanted to commit the fouls just in case they needed one-on-ones later. Well, that one was not intentional in that regard. Dribbling past him was Baugh, and now Baugh will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. His free throw here is up and good. He hit two free throws earlier when Tanner Gideon went down with that knee injury. Gideon back into the game, fortunately. So, again, he's probably the best free throw shooter on Wood River's team. And the second free throw is up and good. So Baugh now with 18 in the game. He's got 18, Bossart 16, Gideon with 11. Handoff here for Hines. Hines picked up defensively there by Gideon. So they'll get the ball off here on the left side. Thinking about the three was Braden Snell, but he'll give the ball off here for Garrett Stroh. Garrett Stroh lobs it down low for Devin. Back out for Garrett. Garrett, little ball fake, drives, comes off screen, takes off glass, gets the bucket and the foul. Strong drive there by Gareth, and he used the screen that was set by Devin Stroh, who was posting up, and he's hit on the arm, and that's going to be the fifth foul of the game here on Chris Loy. So Loy is out of the ball game. So the three-point opportunity is they hand Stroh the basketball for one shot, and the free throw is back of the iron and no good. And Bossart pulls down the rebound for Wood River. They pressure the ball, but the Eagles are handling it here as Baugh and Rojas playing catch. Rojas has it now, passed down low, and stepping in the passing lane is Devin Stroh. Wood River has just turned the ball over. Pass up ahead here for Hines. Hines loses it, and then Stroh is going to commit the foul trying to get the ball back. Nate Baugh stepped in the passing lane, got the turnover, and Garrett Stroh, maybe a little frustrated trying to get the ball back, commits the foul. That's his fourth foul of the fourth quarter. So he has four in the game right now with a minute 58 to go, and he cannot afford to commit any more. So Baugh, shooting a one-and-one, misses the front end, and the rebound by Zimmer. So here comes Gibbon. Down by three, 52-49, less than 2 minutes to go in the game. Stroh on the dribble. Stroh off of a screen, stops at the low block, kicks the ball back out here for Hines. Hines going to drive, dishes for Zimmer, gives it off for Garrett Stroh, inside for Devin. Devin back it in, Devin off glass, Devin with a bucket. Devin Stroh pivots, takes it off glass. He's got seven in the game. We got 1 point ball game with a minute 29 to go. Driving is Tanner Gideon. Nice pass down low. A layup up and good for Nicholas DeVore. Nice dish inside to set up DeVore. 54-51. Minute 17 to go. On the bounce, Garrett Stroh gives it top of the circle here for Snell. Snell is going to fire a three. A little bit short. Rebound picked up here by Gideon. Gideon on the dribble. Gideon gets the ball back out here for Rojas. Rojas drives the baseline, and we've got a timeout being taken by Wood River. Final minute of the ball game. 59.5 to go. Wood River 54, Gibbon 51. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 59.5 to go here in, dare we say, regulation. It's 54-51. Wood River with a three-point lead. Gibbon has committed nine fouls, so if they commit another foul, it'll be two free throws for Wood River. Wood River has committed six, so if they commit a foul, it'll be a one-and-one here for the Buffaloes. And the timeout being taken here by Wood River to try to set something up, or I don't think you're looking really to milk the clock. You might be patient offensively, but they're going to inbound it, and Nate Baugh is going to throw it in on the baseline here for the Eagles. They'll be pressured there by Franny Lopez, who checks in. Ball's lobbed in here for Bossart. Bossart is going to be fouled by Stroh. That's Devin Stroh. That's going to be his fourth. So he reached over, and Bossart now is going to be the one that will step to the free throw line and will be shooting two shots. Currently a one possession game. And it stays one possession as he misses the first of two free throws. Bossart with 16 in the game. Nate Baugh has 18. Tanner Gideon with 11. That's who's been doing most of the damage here for Wood River. Haynes with 14. Snell with 14. Second free throw rolls around and is no good. So he missed both of them. And rebounded by Garrett Stroh. So Garrett Stroh drives all the way off the glass. Shot no good. And Devin Stroh commits a foul on the rebound, and his day is done. Bossart pulled down the rebound. Stroh got him from behind trying to get to the basketball. That'll be his fifth foul. And he'll leave the ball game now. Is Devin Stroh with 7 points and 4 rebounds. So Bossart, who just missed 2 free throws, will have 2 more opportunities. 47.5 to go, 54-51. 3-point lead for Wood River, and the free throw's no good. Wood River now 8 of 16 from the free throw line. Bossart's free throw on the way. Short and rebounded by the Buffaloes. Garrett Stroh snags it down. Brings in the offensive end. Down by 3. He's used up his dribble. He'll give it to Zimmer. Zimmer now hands it off. And backing up, thinking about the 3, is Snell. He'll fire the 3. It's no good. Rebound by the Eagles. A foul by the Buffaloes. And 30.7 to go here. A chance again for Wood River to go up by 2 possessions. DeVore pulled down the defensive rebound. Now he'll go to the line and have 2 free throws after Hines commits just his first foul of the game. So DeVore shooting 2, and this one is no good. Hits that back of that iron again and flies out of there. It's been 5 free throws that they have had to try to make it a 2-possession game and haven't been able to do it. The 6th one rolls around, and good. Rattled around forever and rolled in. So now it is a 4-point ball game, 30 seconds to go. Garrett Stroh in the offensive end gives it off for Corman Hines. Hines on the bounce. Near midcourt, he's in the jump circle, gives it off on the right side for Snell. Rojas steals it. Rojas with the steal, and then Rojas is fouled. Braden Snell lost the ball as it was stolen by Rojas, and now Snell commits his 5th foul. And that foul by Jaime Rojas, excuse me, that steal by Jaime Rojas, a huge play in this game. And now he'll have 2 free throw opportunities. It's already a 2-possession game, 55-51, with 15.7 to go. And Rojas to shoot 2. And the free throw here is good. And I think Coach Baugh told him that if he makes this 2nd free throw, I want a timeout. Trying to read the body language here. Rojas' 2nd free throw on the way. It is also good. And I was wrong about that because no timeout is called. Garrett Stroh will inbound the basketball. Gives it to Hines. Hines dribbles down that right sideline. Down by 6. There's 10 seconds left. Little runner. It's a 2-pointer. Up, no good. Rebound up ahead here for Bossard, who gives it to Rojas. Rojas will lay it up and in. And that will do it. Gibbon couldn't quite answer back here. They fought hard but couldn't get those shots in the final few moments. And it took a while for Wood River to finally hit some free throws to throw the knockout punch. But they survive here at home against Gibbon. Your final, Wood River 59, Gibbon 51. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Once again, your final, Wood River with a 59-51 win over Gibbon. And, boy, it was a hard-fought game in this one. That was not as easy as you might think when one of these two teams comes in with a record where they've only lost three games all year, and the other one's 5-10. You might think it'd be an easy game. Nah, not when Wood River and Gibbon get together. Wood River improves the record now to 15-3 on the season. Gibbon now is 5-11. And Gibbon tomorrow will travel to Fillmore Central, and they'll be back in action on Monday in the Luplat Conference Tournament. If they win that game, they'll come right back here to Wood River on Tuesday. We'll talk more about that here in just a few moments. Unofficially, just taking a look at some of the statistics that we have here. Right? Gibbon winning the rebounding battle 29-24, so a rebounding edge of 5, but both teams turned the ball over. Same number of time. Both of them fairly good. I had 10 turnovers for each team, but shooting is one of the factors that's going to be a little bit different than this one. I had Gibbon 20 of 57, Wood River 22 of 45. They shot about 50% in the game. And Gibbon did get hot in that fourth quarter to cut a 13-point deficit down to 3, but they couldn't quite get over the hump. Wood River hit some stretches, free throws down the stretch, and they win it 59-51. Let's check the numbers here. We'll begin, first of all, for Gibbon. They were led today by Corbin Hines. He finished with 14 points, a couple of rebounds. Braden Snell also with 14 points and a couple of rebounds. Garrett Stroh, 11 points, 11 rebounds in the game. Devin Stroh finished with 7 rebounds before he fouled out of the game with 4 rebounds. Brian Zimmer had 5 points and 10 rebounds. So all the scoring coming from 5 players here for Gibbon. Again, Hines and Snell, 14 points each. Garrett Stroh with 11, Devin Stroh with 7, and Brian Zimmer with 5 points in the ball game. And for Wood River, who now is 15-3 on the season, they had a trio of players in double digits as well. Nate Baugh led the way with 18 points in the game, 4 rebounds. Dan Bossart, 16 points, 7 rebounds. Tanner Gideon had 11 points. Jaime Rojas finished with 7 points, Nicholas DeVore with 3, and Chris Loy with 2. Matt Renault also with 2 points here in the ball game. Unofficially, Wood River 22 of 45. That's about 49% shooting. They were 4 of 16 from behind 3-point arc. And again, free throw shooting wasn't real great for either team. Unofficially, I had Wood River 11 of 21 in the ball game, shooting from the free throw line. And for Gibbon, unofficially in the game, Gibbon was 20 of 57 in terms of shooting, as they fall here by a final of 59-51. And we're going to talk a little bit about the game. And one of the two co-head coaches here for the Gibbon Buffaloes, Jackson Kenton, kind enough to join us. And Jackson, appreciate the time.
Yep, no problem.
All right. You guys battled hard. You guys were down by like 13 early stages of that fourth quarter. What was different in that fourth quarter in terms of you being able to cut it down to 3?
Well, really, the fourth quarter wasn't too much different from the attitude and effort we were given early. Braden Snell just started hitting some shots, and that kind of led to the rest of the team getting into it. Got a couple turnovers, and that obviously helps. So,
And Snell got it started, but then I think Hines hit a couple of the three-pointers in there as well. I mean, kind of once that three-point shooting kind of came up, everything kind of energized for you guys.
Definitely, and that's kind of how it's been going for our season. When one guy starts playing well, we all start playing well. We're pretty good as a unit. So when one of us is successful, all of us are successful.
So Hines finished with 14, Snell finished with 14, and again, you just kind of had that sense that it was coming back, and then there was a stretch there when you were up by 3, they kept missing free throw after free throw after free throw. But unfortunately, on the other end, that's when you guys kind of cooled down offensively.
Yeah, we had a very similar game like this against Donovan where they kept missing free throws and we were only down by a few. And we just, when the time came to execute in the half court, we just couldn't quite get her done.
Joined by Jackson Kenton, co-head coach here for Gibbon. They battle hard here, but they fall to Wood River 59-51. And there was a few times I kind of saw a little bit of frustration. A few guys, you could kind of see it out there, not happy with how the press was being so effective for Wood River. But you guys kind of got that all straightened out and kind of got your legs underneath you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, We've usually handled the press very well. Tonight it gave us a little trouble. So, I mean, that's something our guys aren't used to, and obviously it frustrated them tonight. But I thought when we needed to handle the ball, we handled it pretty well in the end.
Yeah, and the turnovers weren't really the story here. Probably the shooting was. You guys were hot in the fourth quarter, but still overall ended up being, I think, 4 of 13 from behind the arc, you know, three-point mm-hmm. shooting, and shot about 35% from the field. And, again, against a team like Wood River, who really can shoot a pretty high percentage, that's just not quite good enough.
Definitely. I mean, we knew that coming into this game that Wood River could score and score in bunches, so if we were going to have a chance in this game, we would have to make some shots. And luckily, it wasn't quite that case. We were able to get away with a lower shooting percentage. But, I mean, if we wanted to close the deal, we really had to play well.
So you have the opportunity to come right back here on Tuesday. Monday, you play at home against St. Paul. Again, Wood River and Gibbon, pretty good rivalry. Is that one of those things you're going to kind of talk to them about? Is it, guys, you played pretty well tonight. Let's play well on Monday so we can come back here on Tuesday.
Definitely. We're not taking St. Paul for granted at all because they beat us early in the season, I think the first game, so we're not taking them for granted, but that's definitely a motivating factor that we're going to use is to tell our boys if we get out of that first round game, we get another shot at Wood River.
Yeah, and that's it's always a lot of fun. It's always a good battle when you guys get together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great effort tonight. And, again, down by 15, Ben, easy for you guys to pack it in. And it certainly showed there's a lot of fight in the Buffaloes this year.
Yep, well, thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate your time. That's co-head coach here for the Gibbon Buffaloes, Jackson Kenton. As, again, our final in this one, a tough loss from Gibbon's perspective, but a nice win here for Wood River, 59-51. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll talk with Wood River head coach Dave Baugh. That's coming up right after this.
McCown Truck Parts of Wood River will keep you running. Whether it's your car or two-ton truck, McCown Truck Parts can make the repairs for you or get the parts you need so you can do it yourself. So if you need to get back on the road or keep everything moving on the farm, McCown Truck Parts is the only call you need to make. McCown Truck Parts in Wood River. Call 583-2231. McCown Truck Parts is proud to support the Wood River Eagles.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
FDIC.
And welcome back here, Wood River with a 59-51 win over Gibbon. And by the way, about the same margin of victory here earlier as the Wood River girls win at 44-34 over Gibbon. And then the Gibbon boys fall here to Wood River 59-51. Kind enough to join us to talk about it, Dave Bond. Coach, that wasn't easy. I mean, you guys just couldn't seem to throw the knockout punch tonight.
No, we had quite a bit of things happen in about a 3 or 4 minute span there. We have Matt Renault with a bad back, and I kind of tweaked it on him and got probably a blown out knee and then two bloody noses. And we had bench players come off the bench and give us more minutes than they normally do, and they mm-hmm. did a great job. So you know, I kind of told the boys we're kind of the bad news bears of basketball right now because we've been winning, but it's been ugly.
Yeah, we kind of
struggle.
Kind of had to put it together with a little duct tape there for a little while. Let's talk a little bit about Tanner. What do you know about his knee when he went down? I thought the worst, but he was able to come back in the second half and actually look pretty good on that knee. What do you know about his injury?
Tanner Gideon, he's fine. He kind of twisted that up in football. And that's going to take some time to heal up yet, but we rehab it all the time and get ice on it, and yeah, he's good to go. He's fine.
Okay. And again, when he went down, I mean, I didn't know that about previous knee injury. To me, I thought it was the worst. Everybody else going to be kind of okay? Because you got a couple of days here to rest up. I'm sorry, you guys go to Fillmore tomorrow, don't you?
No, Gibbon does.
Gibbon does. Okay.
Yep. All right. No, so we're off until next.
Until Tuesday. So you got a little chance to rest up here. How's everybody else?
Well, that Damian Martinez, he's number 10. That's one hurt his knee. So yeah. I don't think – I'm not sure he'll be back right away.
Yeah.
It's probably an outside sprain of some sort, and I don't know. I'm not a doc. So
he's
in quite a bit of pain right now. I think mom and dad are taking him in. So
yeah. Well, although we certainly can hope the best there for Damian too, because, again, he was playing – you hate to see a senior get hurt like
exactly,
that.
Exactly,
exactly. But, again, the rest of the guys kind of rallied. There was a stretch there where you were up by three – in that fourth quarter, and I think you missed five straight free throws. Couldn't quite make it into a two-possession game. That's the bad news. Good news is, on the other end, you guys played some pretty good defense there.
That's our strong point of the year. We played solid man defense, and we'll throw some zones in there once in a while, but the Olestro, he's a stud, and he was shooting short tonight, and the three-point hurt us there in the fourth quarter with Snail and number three, so they kind of hurt us a little bit. But we were doubling on Stroh and left him open, so that happens.
Yeah, Hines finished with 14 against you. Your son finished with 18 in the game, and again, free throw shooting was a bit of a problem, but not for him. I mean, he was pretty solid tonight and kind of hit some big free throws when they were starting to make some runs on you earlier in the game.
Yeah, coach's son and all, I'm kind of hard on him, but he's always been living in the gym. He's always been predominantly a pretty good free throw shooter. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad he did go 4 for 5 tonight. And, and Dan Bossart, he normally shoots very well. He's 70% usually from the line, but, it wasn't his night, obviously.
Yeah. Well, and again, that's the bad news. But the good news is, I mean, you guys really defensively bore down when you needed to, because I don't think Gibbon scored a field goal in the last about 2.5 minutes of the game, and they've been red hot up to that point.
Yeah, like I said, we kids stepping up, and that is our strong point. And we just got lucky; they were just shooting short there when we were playing decent defense. And we can contribute either way—a little tiredness or just shooting short, or just good defense. So there's several things could be looked at.
And if they win on Monday, you won't have to do a whole lot of scouting or anything. You'll know who your opponent is on Tuesday, because you will have played him tonight.
Exactly, exactly. It's tough to play, back-to-back, the same team. So, but hopefully we'll heal up and be ready to go by Tuesday.
And it's been a while since Wood River's been a 1 or 2 seed in the conference tournament. How do you see the conference overall and the things that you need to do next week to cut down the nets?
We got to play consistent. Okay, the last 4 games we've had 2 good quarters, 3 good quarters, 1 bad. Play hard for 2 minutes, and kind of be laxic, lackadaisical, whatever you want to say, for about 3 or 4, and let people get back in. But we always find a way to kind of shore up things at the end and finish. But just being consistent on the scoring and read and react, and we really don't get shook. But it kind of stresses me out a little bit, when we blow a 10-point lead or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen next week, in the Lupot Conference. We got Kearney Catholic, in there, Ravenna, St. Paul. They're scary. Adams Central, obviously.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of studs. So who knows? We just got to play 1 game at a time. We got to get through Tuesday to get to Thursday. So that's our goal, is go 1 step at a time. So
on Tuesday you'll play the winner of Gibbon and St. Paul right back here.
Yep.
So it could very well be, Gibbon being the 7th seed, you might very well see them again on Tuesday. Dave, appreciate the time.
You bet.
Best luck to you next week.
Thank you much.
Stay by the head boys basketball coach here at Wood River, who wins this one by a final of 59-51 as a tough win at home, as, again, a 15-point lead cut down to 3. But, again, Wood River at that point was able to slow down Gibbon and win this one by a final of 54-51. I'm Randy Bushgarter. Thanks so much for joining us. For engineer Caleb Henry back in the studios, thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.